We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with David St. Germain. And you're based in Winnipeg, Manitoba, David?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So tell us about your music. I know we're playing a single right now. It's called Come Home, and that's from your new album.
Yeah, we recorded it over a period of 2 years. We really wanted to develop our own sound and write our own music. And I think we established kind of our own kind of sound and within the country rock vein, and Come Home is one of our tunes.
Oh, that's great. We're really enjoying it here. Now,
you
come from a musical family, actually. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, my dad is Ray St. Germain in the Country Music Association Hall of Fame, and so I kind of grew up in the music scene, you know, following him around to gigs and sound checks and rehearsals and all that sort of stuff, and even got to sing with him when I was 12. I think I hit a couple of the festivals with him on stage for one quick tune, so I was kind of bred into it, I guess.
Okay, that must have been quite exciting. So did you know then that this would be something you'd like to do when you grew up?
Yeah, it was. I've always been involved in music, and it definitely was something that I wanted to do. You know, I did some other jobs, but I've always been involved in the music industry. Also a music producer. I worked as a professional guitar player and a bass player for a long time with other groups. And I've always been involved in music, yes.
Okay. Tell us about your album, My Country Song.
Yeah. Brand new record, just launched January 6th of 2012. And we're having a lot of fun with it, Maureen. It's just been a wild ride so far, and getting great response. And we're looking forward to doing lots of work with this single and then another one yet to come this year.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Okay.
Yes.
Now, let's see. Tell us about making the album. Was it made in Canada or made in Nashville?
No, it was made in Winnipeg.
Okay.
And one of my partners on the record, Howard Klopak, his studio, Groove Jungle Studios in Winnipeg. And we were fortunate that we did get a lot of great players on the record. Murray Pulver from Doc Walker's on there. Darren Savar, guitar player for Jason McCoy, is on there. We have a couple tracks we did outsource to Nashville Steel. Most of it was done in the studio. We just kind of scooped up the musicians we wanted when they were in town. And my producer also, Chris Sutherland, who is one of the top studio drummers in Canada, produced it and played on the whole thing.
Great. Sounds like some really good names. Now, did you write some of the songs or co-write them?
Yeah, I co-wrote 8 of the tunes on there.
Mm-hmm.
And along with Chris Sutherland and my longtime writing partner, Billy Simard, out of Winnipeg. And it took us a while to write for it, through a lot of tunes. And again, we really wanted to kind of develop our own sound. And I think that we managed to do that. We did bring in a couple of extra tunes, two from Nashville writers and one from my brother-in-law, actually, who is Mike Reno, lead singer from Loverboy.
Okay, that's neat.
Yeah.
Okay, now, writing songs, is this something that maybe you grew up liking? Maybe you have a lot of songs from maybe even your teenagehood?
Absolutely. I started writing, I guess, when I was 15 years old. I played in a heavy rock band when I was younger, I guess. You know, the kind of rebelling against my
mm-hmm.
dad's country music at the time.
Okay.
But, yeah, I wrote a lot of tunes when I was younger, and I've always been a songwriter. This record, though, we specifically wrote tunes that we knew we were going to be recording, and so we specifically wrote tunes for this record. But I've written a lot for other people as well, and... And, you know, just songs that are just, you know, you kind of write them just to write them, and then they just sit around in the basement.
Mm-hmm. And your inspiration, I imagine, is life experiences?
Yeah, life experience. You know, I've done a lot of work on the road and had a lot of different experiences with A lot of different things. There's a lot of songs in there about women, of course, and it's gotta be that, and a few songs about being on the road, and Come Home is actually one that's written about, you know, you're on the road and you know you can't wait. It's fun to go away, but it's always great to come home.
Okay, well, definitely can understand that. Now, your album is being played in Canada, Europe, and Australia, so that's pretty exciting.
Yes, very, very exciting. Getting a great response here in Canada, but and also in Europe. I think the biggest though has been the explosion in Australia. You know, followed closely by Canada and also in Europe. I see my tracking report. I was looking at it the other day, and we're doing quite well. So we're really happy, and we're glad that everyone's enjoying the tune. We worked hard on it, and it's paying off.
Good. Must be nice to sit back and see that after you've worked very hard on it. Must be very rewarding.
Yeah, it is. And it's an ongoing process. And we're really happy. We did spend a lot of time on the record, almost 2 years. We recorded it over. So it's nice to see, like you say, after all that work for it to be doing well.
Good. Now, any plans for the summer? Any special plans, touring, anything like that?
Yeah, we're doing Merritt Mountain Music Festival in BC. That's the big country music festival out there. We're playing the main stage on Sunday. And also we might be looking at a spot at Dauphin Country Fest here in Manitoba.
Okay.
And other than that, we have a couple things pending. Nothing I can confirm yet, but those are the two big ones.
Good, definitely sounds exciting. Now, if somebody wants to purchase your music, find out more about you, your website?
Website is davidsaintremainmusic.com.
Okay.
And if you go on there, then you can check us out. We have a couple of videos on there. All the tunes in the record are, you can listen to them for free. davidsaintremainmusic.com. You can also enter your name and email, join the fan club. We have our Facebook page links, YouTube and Twitter on there as well. So everything's kind of on there. Also, news and updates are posted regularly. So that would be the place.
Great. Now, if somebody wants to purchase the music, I know they can listen to it on there if they want to purchase it.
Yep, there's links right on the homepage for them to be able to purchase either through CD Baby or iTunes. Also on Amazon. You can purchase that as well. So, but you know, I'd encourage everyone just to kind of stop by the website, join the fan club, listen to the tunes, and pick out the ones you really like, and go ahead and click on that link to buy them.
Sounds good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, David?
I just want to say thanks, Maureen, for taking the time, and we'll talk soon.
Great. Well, all the best to you.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye now.